Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, here we go. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this day off with my favorite MGS trade school type dude, that being young Zeke Stout, fresh off of his appearance on the basketball court in Las Vegas at the what is the basketball game? What does Coleon call this?
It's the 2A shootout.
The 2A shootout.
Yep.
The only
2A shootout.
The only gunfight where the only thing shot are hoops.
I need to tell Kenny that he may use that as a catchphrase.
You should.
Yeah.
All you gunfighters in there, the only thing you guys are shooting is hoops. Anyway. And I forgot to tell you, I did actually get Coleon on the phone.
You did? Good.
Yes.
Good.
Via his mobile phone Bluetooth hookup in his Porsche. Just can't. That kid, I swear. Anyway. So, SHOT Show. How was SHOT Show this year? Did you enjoy yourself at SHOT Show?
I'm torn. It's one of those things where it was your stereotypical SHOT Show. Everybody's back. I think they said they broke attendance records, so it was packed with a bunch of people. But I got spoiled last year with all the COVID stuff. You know, there was hardly anybody there. Yeah, we had the mask rules and stuff, but there were loopholes that you kind of sip on a bottle of water and have your mask pulled down the whole time.
Right.
But there was, being that there was no one there, you got a lot more done. It was easier to get from booth to booth, to meeting. When you did get to the booth, you didn't get the quick handshake. Oh yeah, this sounds great. Let's get back with me next week and we'll talk more about it. And then they jumped to the next meeting. You know, you actually got to talk to them last year. Well, this year it was back to the status quo. Oh, yeah. Oh, great. You know, I'm slammed right now, but let's talk later. Rah. You know, that kind of stuff happened. So, I mean, I got a lot done. I didn't get as much as I got done last year.
Right.
But I don't know. It's one of those things where, yeah, the industry needs the growth. It needs the people there because that this show kind of pumps the back end. The wholesaler, distributor, retail side of our industry to keep it alive. But golly, I got spoiled last year.
You know what I would do? The next time I go, and I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to do it, but next time I go, I'm going to go there and I'm going to try to get everybody's business card business. Because everybody leaves out of there with a wad of business cards. There's so many business cards given out at SHOT Show.
Yes, sir.
And I, you know, like you probably, I have mine in a shoebox, and I mean it's heavy. It's a heavy shoebox. So I have mine in a shoebox all the time, and I've still got them from a while ago. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because do we know how much it costs to just be at SHOT Show? How much does it cost to have a booth at SHOT Show? I know you've been involved in, well, like MGS, you had a booth at the NRA show, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, NRA is nowhere near as expensive as SHOT Show. I want to say, like, the low end, and don't hold me to this, but I want to say the low end booth space is like 30 or 50 grand.
And then does that also by placement? Like if you're at 30 grand, are you upstairs in the far corner?
Oh God, no! You're probably downstairs. You're in the newbie room.
The newbie. So downstairs is the newbie room.
It's not necessarily the newbie room, but that's the less expensive, and it's usually like newer companies that start off down there.
Well, anyway, I just for me as I look at SHOT Show nowadays, I think one of the things that COVID taught everybody was that you probably don't need SHOT Show. I mean, given how restrictive is it is, because it's sort of restrictive.
It's true. I mean, I think it's a double-edged sword. You know, we need conventions like that for, you know, there's wholesalers, distributors, and even retailers that don't know a lot of these products, especially, you know, okay, main floor, we all know Glock, we all know Remington, we know Mossberg, we know SIG, we know Kel-Tec, we know all these big companies, right? But there's a lot of new people on the come up, for lack of a better term, that are downstairs, and they're trying to get themselves out there and make themselves known. And I did notice that this year there was a lot, the majority of the people kind of hovered in that main floor.
Right.
Which is sad for those innovators, those new companies, you know, because you can go downstairs and it wasn't as packed. And that's the cool place to me. You know, the cool place to me is downstairs because you see stuff you've never heard of or, you know, seen or there's not even rumors about. And all of a sudden there it is on somebody's table and you're like, okay, that's pretty cool. You know? So, I think maybe they need to revamp the hype around it a little. I actually, from the media perspective, I talked to a guy that's got he's got a syndicated show that he turns into a podcast, but then he also brokers some spots on radio stations too. So you and I both know, you know, if you're on a radio station, you have measurable ratings you could see. And you've got that on YouTube and podcast too.
Right.
But people understand it. I mean, there's still people in the business world trying to wrap their head around analytics from podcasts and YouTube. Radio has been around for a long time. Well, this guy has proven radio rating. And they turned him down because he had broker shows. And I was kind of like, you're kidding me, right?
Turned him down. And what did he get turned down for?
Because he had broker shows. Because he had some pay-per-play spots on certain radio stations, which is nuts.
Well, I mean,
you know, whether you pay for it or you don't.
But when we're talking, I want to know who it was that turned him down. Who turned him down? NSSF or?
Oh, whoever it is in the NSSF media. He never told me the name.
Oh, okay.
He did tell me it was a guy. That's all I know. But it's fascinating to me that, you know, an Instagrammer that says, oh, I've got a huge following and blah, blah, blah. And then you look and they've got like 200 followers is getting approved on a media badge.
They're
and then someone
influencer.
That, yeah. Right. And then you get people that, you know, have been doing radio for a while. And who cares if you have brokered shows?
Well, I mean, typically
if you pay for the spot and you can put out ratings. Ratings are ratings, whether you paid for the spot or you didn't.
Normally, the reason you have to have a brokered show is that you are in a big radio market.
Right.
So being
which
that,
he is. Yeah. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to get him in trouble,
sure.
He is in a major, major market.
Well, I mean, and when you look at the top 10, top 15, after you get out of the top 15 talkers as far as audience size, you're getting into these single market people that are in these population centers.
Yeah.
Like in New York, I mean, if you're on the number one talk station in New York, you can claim that you're in front of 10 million people. Right?
Sure.
And
exactly.
That's nothing to sneeze at all. Now, if you're in the middle of you're on a mountain, and you know what? We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this discussion when we get back. Talking, just talking a little shop because we're geeking out with Zeke Stout. I forgot to play the music. I'll play the music in the next part.
All right, so cool. We'll just act like it's new.
We'll just act like it's new. We'll just act like that part is new. Zeke is the creative mind behind MGS Trade School. That's mgs.edu. You can remake yourself in a short period of time for a very small amount of money. mgs.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. The proper homage. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout.
Wow, that's interesting. It's like deja vu. I feel like we've already done the segment, but now I feel like we're starting.
Now we're square now. That's the main thing. We're square. We're absolutely square.
There we go. But are we level?
You know, the thing about SHOT Show is that SHOT Show seems to be in a rut. Okay? I'll get the email from SHOT Show. Now, I didn't go last year, and the year before that, they were canceled. I'll get the email from them. I send it back, approved immediately, automatically.
Yeah.
Whether I still have a radio show or not.
Yeah.
Right? I'll get the full court media badge. I'll get I can shoot video. I can record audio, whatever I want. I can get into the media area, which I would argue is actually nicer than Radio Row, because in the media area, they have snacks and coffee and water and all kinds of things. Nice. It's nice. You don't have to. It's a room, too. You're going into a room. You can I think the internet might be even better than that in there, but I don't know. I haven't tried that yet. But I digress. I just find that interesting that because most of your independent radio shows are going to have to, there's going to be some stations that are going to carry them, and they just signed the agreement, just carry them, right?
Sure.
And that's good. And if you look at anybody's affiliate list, they're not, they're not full of the, you're not going to look at that and go, wow, his first station is number one, his second station is number two, his third station is number three. You know, you'll have number 212, you'll have number 60, you'll have, So, and what it is you're just trying to add stations to it. But if you want to be in big radio markets, where they don't have network superstars, like any Salem station that's out there, anybody that's carrying the Salem radio station, your chance, unless you're a Salem talker, of getting on that station is minuscule at best.
Right.
Closer to none. Your chances of getting on there is closer to none because they have a policy. You get out there and you, like when you're looking at Gallagher or Lars Larson or any of these other guys, and they're like, yes, he has 500 affiliates. No. That would indicate that 500 radio stations got a hold of Salem and said, we want Mike Gallagher.
Yeah.
Salem bought 500 radio stations is what happened.
Right.
And now they carry the programming, and that's the way they do it. And invariably, they do very well because they always have a gigantic signal, like 100,000 kilowatts. Just huge, just terribly big.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress once again. You got to, unless you're going to pay, you're not going to get into those markets. And I just find it interesting that that's not something that the NSSF understands.
Right. And we're back to, unless you're going to pay, everything you just said. But at the same time, I'm going to say what I said at the end of the last segment. If I pay 10 grand, and because of me paying 10 grand, I've got a million listeners, who cares that I paid for it?
Right.
SHOT Show wants the rating. SHOT Show wants people to hear about it. SHOT Show wants, the industry wants to get their product in front of people. So if I paid the 10 grand, you're welcome, ABC Firearms Company, that sponsors me. Now a million people are going to listen to you because I paid 10 grand. So if anything, they should pat this guy on the back and say, hey, thanks for fronting your own money to get more people to hear about firearms. That's just odd to me.
Well, any of these, excuse me, I'm all goopy there for some reason. Any of these guys that are doing any of this stuff, they have to invest in equipment. They have to do a bunch of things to make the show work. A radio show remote setup, just that little itty bitty box they're connecting with, $5,000.
Yep.
The Comrex Access Portable, if you get the full setup, you're approaching $5,000. And if you want to do any sort of streaming and you got the interfaces and all that other stuff, you're talking another $15,000. Before it's over with, just for for the physical equipment and people sitting there, when you see a radio show going off, you're looking at maybe approaching 12 grand.
Yep.
So, and that's money spent on actually doing the presentation. It's getting out there and paying it. That's just the oddest thing to me. I'm just going to shut up about it.
It is.
Well, no, I mean, I guess.
Let's really slam the door shut on this by saying, I think everything on the Outdoor Channel and Sportsman's Channel is all brokered. I could be wrong. They may have a few of their own produced.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm pretty sure the majority of TV shows on those two networks are brokered.
Trigger Time TV he pays. Troy Gallant, he definitely pays. So, but I mean, they pay, but they have sponsors to offset it. But
exactly,
that's the only way to do that too, really.
Yep.
I guess the old business model is one they're going with. Although now it's about to be sort of weird because on YouTube, are you aware of their new terms of service?
Like recent new? No.
Yeah. So you can get a strike for showing yourself putting a magazine in an AR-15.
What?
Yep. So if you're filming now, which, I mean, for me, that's not a big deal because I made $112 off of YouTube last month.
Right.
Right. For some of these guys, like I was looking at Demolition Ranch, and I mean, that guy he's over 10 million on subscribers on one channel, over 4 million on the other. And he's done a lot of videos where it's all about loading the gun in some fancy way. Non-practical way, but I mean, 85% of his videos could receive a strike, and if he gets enough strikes, he's out of there.
Yeah.
He's out of there.
So, you can't be seen loaned a magazine. Can you be seen shooting it, or is that all?
Obviously, you can be seen shooting it. I think you can be, they haven't mentioned that. So, I guess that means, when you're changing from magazine to magazine, that you don't film it, or you edit it out. You better remember to edit it out. But
that is bizarre.
But the thing is, what's going to happen is the reason I think that they look at these guys in the NSSF look at that guy that you were referencing. They think they're going to get all this stuff off of YouTube, except YouTube is working it very slowly. Everything's going away, and everybody's going to have to move to Rumble, where there's no real organization or anything going on there.
No.
I mean, I'm on Rumble. I don't think I've made a dime on Rumble. They say you have X amount of Rumbles. Okay, how? What did I do? How do I get more Rumbles? But anyway, coming up on the next break, talking to Zeke Stout. He just got back from SHOT Show. He runs MGS Trade School. MGS Trade School will train you to be something else, something you can make money off of. And when you get done, you won't owe enough to buy a small used mobile home. I was looking at one tuition is $80,000 a year for a 4-year degree. No thanks. You can't. MGS Trade School, the exact opposite. We'll be right back. Yep. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will address the nation at 7 Eastern Time tonight on the debt ceiling bill passed by Congress this week. The Senate approved it on Thursday following the House's passage on Wednesday, avoiding a potentially disastrous government default. Presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making 3 campaign stops in South Carolina today. In a swing through the Low Country, DeSantis promised to take a more local approach to revitalizing the economy.
We're going
to
focus our economy on small businesses, not these mega corporations, because that's what drives our country.
DeSantis went on to say he would close the border and end the immigration crisis. The Department of Justice has informed former Vice President Mike Pence that they will not pursue criminal charges regarding his handling of classified documents after leaving office. Earlier this year, Pence's lawyers informed the DOJ about the discovery of a few classified documents at his Indiana home. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Zeke Stout. It is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. What curricula, and yes. This is just for my own edification, what curricula now, because I know you keep expanding, and I haven't asked you that. So what can you train to be now at MGS Trade School, besides a gunsmith?
A gunsmith? We have three different programs, right, that'll lead towards that. The first one is less of a gunsmithing training. You get the knowledge base, kind of a basic overview and knowledge base. And it's good for someone who's already in the industry and they just want to add a certificate to their name or something like that. Or somebody that's wanting to break into the industry and getting more gun knowledge, as far as the inner workings. So that's what that first one's for. Second one is the advanced one, which we throw in 7 hands-on projects. A list of a few different tools that you get to help you through the project. And then the Advanced 2 program, which is our biggest, newest, best, you get everything Advanced 1 gives you with the hand tools and the 7 hands-on projects. At the end, you get to choose a build. So you either get to build an AR-15, percussion cap muzzle loader from Tradition, like the old-school Kentucky American long rifle look, or a AR-15 or a G-17 from Lone Wolf. And those are your options for the build. And then we also add another additional $1,400 worth of tools, including the Real Avid Vice, which is amazing, and their Master Armors kit, Armors Toolkit.
Right. The Armors tools really make the job easy. They have really, it seems like they've come a long way.
They do. And it's one of those things, and I'm not paid by Real Avid in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
I'll give that caveat. But they've got some of the best gunsmithing, and not even just gunsmithing, but do-it-yourself. Like, if you're a do-it-yourselfer in your garage, you like to tinker with guns, Real Avid's got some cool stuff that they've released. And the coolest one that I saw at SHOT Show, that we do their vice. If anybody's ever had a bench vice, you know it goes forward and back and side to side. And that's about it. And it's hard to get good angles, especially if you're working on AR or something, you're trying to get certain pins in. It's tough. Well, their vice goes in 360 degrees. You can turn it in any kind of awkward angle and make it easier to get pins in and work on different rifles, not just the AR, all kinds of different things. So I fell in love with the Vice, and I knew our students had to get one of those. So if you're in the advanced, you get one of them, of course. Well, at SHOT Show, they had these this new kit. Oh, and I'm my brain is completely shutting down on what it's called. But basically, it looks like Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man, and it's got several different arms that come off, and one is a magnifying glass, which for obvious reasons in gunsmithing, that's pretty cool. Another one is a light, which obvious for gunsmithing reasons is important and cool. It's the smart assist quick connect system. But then the genius thing that was so simple, the other arm has a cell phone mount. And the first thing I thought was, well, oh, do y'all have some kind of app that like monitors where you're working on stuff? And they're like, no, it's even more simple than that. Where do most people learn to work on guns? And I was like, YouTube. They're like, exactly. So the cell phone mount, you can position it any direction, hanging up in the air by your head as you're working on your gun, and you can be watching a YouTube video or whatever on how to repair what you're working on. And I was like, that's ingenious. I need that not just for guns, but if I'm working on a refrigerator or cabinets or whatever, you just clip it on, you can mount it and kind of watch the self-help videos. Not self-help videos, but do-it-yourself videos.
Right. Well, now you'll get in trouble on YouTube for that now, though.
Oh, for teaching how to work on firearms?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I did a video where occasionally Arrow Precision will send me something to build. So even the first time I did it, it showed the top, the upper going on the lower. They were, both things were complete, right?
Yeah.
Demonetized. The second time, the only way I could keep it, I tried it two different ways. I tried showing him actually bent over the gun working on it, showing the parts for just a split instant. And then I showed it with just him, you know, head and shoulders.
Right.
And the same shot with just head and shoulders, that was allowed to be monetized. The other one was not.
Wow.
So
you should blur it out like it's nudity or something.
You know,
just pixelate it off.
That is a thought now, isn't it? Huh. Now, okay. It's so silly. I mean, why didn't I think of that? Okay, anyway. But I mean, that's a good idea, but somebody needs to address that whole YouTube thing. It should not
be. We should do a whole show on it.
On YouTube?
There's tons of stuff. YouTube demonetization, the rules on gun people, the ridiculousness of it all.
Well, I mean, the part where, you know, it's for example, I can watch a video on how to replace the valve on a washer, right?
Right. Yep.
And there's a lot of things that can happen that would be very expensive if you get it wrong. But you can watch a video on how to do it, and I watch a video on how to do that. You can watch a video on how to rebuild a car. But they've decided, it's nothing new. I was trying to buy some ads one time on Facebook for guns, and I got told by the little girl on that end, after they had already taken my money to do ads for guns two or three different times, she's like, guns are bad. We don't like guns here at Facebook. I said, you took my money for them.
Yep.
You know, you guys are not the country. You guys are Facebook. It's a constitutionally protected item. That's all there is. Okay?
And that's the thing that drives me batty about situations like that, because you and I, extremely pro-gun people, totally believe in the right for that girl to not like guns.
Sure.
Absolutely. If you don't like guns, more power to you. Awesome. But I'm not going to shove liking guns down your throat, but your organization is shoving not seeing guns, liking guns down our throat and in our demographic who we're trying to reach. And that's where it blows my mind that they go down the road of free speech and it's like, you know what? I almost said it. The B and the S, you know?
right. Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, no, that's not free speech. Free speech is me having a gun show and you want to come on and be anti-gun and talk your talk. Sure. Come on. Let's talk about it. We'll debate.
Well, I mean,
but me being pro-gun and you not letting me on your platform where you don't even have to watch it. If you don't like guns, you can click a thing that says show less like this.
Yes.
It's pretty easy. If you don't like them, don't look at them. Change the daggum channel.
And that part of it, that's really the key part of it for me when we consider that. But we're coming up on the next break, so we'll explore this a little deeper. When we get back, MGS Trade School, mgs.edu, there are 15-plus million new gun owners in the United States today. My thought would be they probably don't know how to work on their gun. There may be something goes wrong with their gun. There's some things, you know, some guns can actually be adjusted. They can be modified. They can be, but mainly they may need to be fixed. And that's where having somebody in place. Where I live right now, there is no dedicated gunsmithing going on that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
None. So you either have to send it off to somebody or whatever, or you can become trained at MGS Trade School and come open up shop here, and you'd be alone. You'd be exclusive.
Yep. And there's tons of places in the country that you
just like that, yeah. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Zeke Stout as we geek out with Zeke Stout. One thing that he had hit on that I've always thought the same, and I mean, it's really something worth discussing. For us in media, and I mean, you make, what's the company that you make videos for from time to time?
Get Zone.
So you make videos for Get Zone, and most of, I mean, nowadays, video that shows up only in the theater is a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is built now with some sort of an online presence expected out of it. And to that end, production has gone up a little bit. It's very acceptable. Everything works out pretty good. Do you think you could have done that TV show that you did? If you just had the same amount of people but less equipment, and could you have done it?
You're talking about the Discovery Channel show?
Yeah.
No. doing that TV show opened my eyes. You know, I used to be, because I did the YouTube thing and the podcast thing, and I was all about new media, taking over, blah, blah, blah. And doing that show opened my eyes to the fact of, if you want a show that's produced that well, right, you need a crew. You need several cameras. I want to say we had 20 different cameras roaming around that set. You need a good set. You need a lighting person. You need the director of photography. You need, there's so much that goes into it. To do that on YouTube, you would have to be independently wealthy. So, yeah. You could put something like that together, but if you want that quality of production, you better be a multi-millionaire and be ready to spend a few million per episode.
Right.
And it kind of opened my eye. And I told one of the executives, I was like, yeah, I was one of the guys that was like, YouTube's going to take over. This is the future of media. And it has in a lot of ways, especially with the younger demographic, but there's still something to be said for a highly produced television show. You know, if reality TV, sure. If you wanted to do the life and times of Bill Frady, there's no reason you can do it with a camera or two and a micro and a lav mic, and you'd be fine, or a boom mic. But for something like what we did, it costs a lot of money, and so I kind of dialed it back a little bit on my YouTube is going to take over mentality.
Well, I mean, when you look at like a Survivor Man.
Yeah.
Now, unless I'm wrong, he filmed most of Survivor Man
with a single handy cam,
with a camcorder and a bunch of GoPros.
Yep, pretty much.
So it can be done. It just depends on what I guess the story you're trying to tell and how you're trying to tell it.
Right.
In the way of each other? I mean, if you got that many angles coming at you, how do they not get the camera that's over there 90 degrees off in the shot?
It was fascinating watching it. It was almost like a dance. You know, I think we had two, maybe three cameras roaming around the floor where the contestants were doing their work.
Right.
And to never be seen in a shot, that was pretty cool to see them work that. But then we have producers and directors in the video monitor room going, okay, you're crossing over into camera two, shot, move, you know, so they're getting direction the whole time. Then we had a couple of cameras that were up on like one of those cool little, almost look like space motorcycle sit chair rig things hanging over the catwalk. You know, it was kind of cool seeing how all that functioned. It was impressive.
I wish I'd thought to call you to say, can I just come and watch?
Well, nobody knew we were filming it, really. We had to keep quiet.
Well, next time you do something like that, I would just like to come and watch. Just get me a pass. I'll sit over there in the corner. I won't say nothing. I just want to watch. I just want to watch that dance once in my life, there just to see how much fun that must be. Anyway, back to a couple of things. It's sort of like being, let's imagine that we as gun tubers, not gun talkers, I haven't really done it in podcasting yet, which surprises me because that, you know, unless you're like, charting it, looking at Chartable or some of these other things that rank them, the only game in town is Apple Podcasts and their ranking system. And from time to time, they let one of my episodes in, and as you know, getting up there as far as numeric popularity, which surprises me a great deal. But you don't see that many of them up there. And then, but it's much different with video. With video, you have to be so careful. We're going to end up having to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that's going to be.
You know where it's going to be? It's going to be a Vimeo, and I'm not saying them specifically. It's going to be another YouTube that will let everyone on. What's been failing, and I want anybody out there in the tech world that is a pro-gun person or a conservative person to realize this and hear this. If you create a conservative social media, whether it's a Facebook or a Instagram, TikTok, or even if it's a conservative YouTube type thing, it will fail because you are preaching to the choir and it's an echo chamber.
Right.
You have to let everyone on there, and that's how big you're going to get the one. You're going to get the ratings. You're going to get enough people viewing it to where you could compete, right? Unless you have the numbers, you can't compete. Two, you're getting the opportunity to change minds. You know, if you have everybody on there and they happen to stumble across a Bill Prady video, right? Maybe he delivers in a way that makes somebody go, "Oh wow, I've been thinking about that all wrong. Let me go a different direction." So it's going to be somebody that is truly pro First Amendment in all the ways that's covered, right? You know, they're going to have to allow conservative talking points, liberal talking points, whoever wants to go on there within the law. You know, you don't want to get somebody on there teaching you how to murder, which there's probably on YouTube.
Well,
but you get what I'm saying.
Well, I'm looking at my videos on Rumble right now, and you know, the thing is, I been on there 13 weeks, public views 6, 13 weeks, public views 1.
What?
Yeah, on Rumble.
So, in other words, they don't have an audience.
I don't know that they don't have an audience. You know, this is pretty much a Dan Bongino kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is his.
Now, is it a strictly conservative platform? Or
Rumble?
I
don't know that it's strictly conservative. I mean, there's just they don't seem to have a filter. But like, if you're looking, if your name, right?
Right.
Russell Brand, he put up a video that's got 68,000 views. Ben Shapiro, 11,000 views.
Gotcha.
And they seem to have streaming going on as well. But then some of these things that they're showing, they have the video up and they don't show how many views they have. It just says when they got put up. Well, not necessarily. There's one that says how. So some of these, it has nothing to do with when they were put up. It just means they haven't been seen. The ones that don't have Like, here's one about the power slap competition, 615,000 views.
Yeah.
So there's people going there for it, but anyway.
Sure.
I don't know how you get into, let's see, their categories are news, viral gaming, slap, podcast, finance, leaderboard, sports, blog, science, music, entertainment, cooking.
I have to check that out.
Yeah,
I haven't really messed around with it at all. I'll have to check it out, though.
It's sort of open, but at the same time, it's not set up like YouTube.
Right.
Which, the reason YouTube is at six. YouTube is the second largest search engine on the planet. So, that tells you the problem you're up against if you're trying to create another YouTube. You're going to have to, you got a long, long climb.
Yep.
So I know you got to go, so we're about to run out of time and everything else. I appreciate you having the time, taking the time to give me, you know, have a little chat with me after a SHOT Show. Maybe.
Absolutely.
Are you going to go to Indianapolis?
I'm thinking I will. Yeah.
Okay.
We probably won't have a booth this year, but I'll probably go.
Okay.
But next week, hopefully, I'll have something that we could really geek out to the whole show.
Very good. That'd be cool. Geek out with Zeke Stout. Go check him out at mgs.edu. You won't actually see Zeke, but you can find him elsewhere. And Zeke Stout, just like Zekestout. He is everywhere. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Absolutely, man.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.